The Obama administration has pledged to be the most open, the most transparent government. But that doesn't necessarily mean they aren't going after people behind WikiLeaks and all sorts of leaks. Abby Phillips is a reporter for Politico. She joins us now. Ms. Phillips, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So this almost seems like a contradiction. The Obama administration, in fact, the first thing he signed on January 20th a couple years ago was the openness and transparency policy. And yet now, in the age of WikiLeaks, we're seeing the administration really going after leaks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's an interesting departure. It seems that they have really seen WikiLeaks and these kinds of mass releases of federal information, some of it classified, as a serious threat, partly because they don't really know who all of this information is going to, and they think that they're completely separate issues. They think that that transparency is one thing in terms of information that the federal government has that is not classified, that's not a national security threat. But when it comes to WikiLeaks, they see the release and leaking from the inside of a lot of this information as a massive national security problem.
And it seems like there's, I know from a number of open government sort of aficionados, they've been very concerned about what the WikiLeaks leaks means for open government and feel that this is a little bit turning the clock back.
Right. I mean, I think a lot of these good government organizations have been leading these campaigns to reduce the number of classified documents that are out there because it makes it extremely difficult for information that is not a huge threat to be available when it should be. They see WikiLeaks as having really taken a couple of steps backward on that front. The federal government is a lot less likely to declassify information, even if it doesn't it doesn't pose a serious threat to national security. It makes it much more difficult to make that argument when the questions that the government faces are whether anyone at all should have this information, even people who are authorized to see it within the federal government.
And it's interesting because in the piece in Politico, which we have linked up on DoraBeckInsider.com, it says that the prosecutions brought under the Obama administration amount to twice as many as all the previous presidents put together. They're
right.
Really going after this.
Yeah, in 40 years there had been three of those cases, and in the last 2 years there have been five. So it's certainly a much more sharp prosecution of people who they perceive as threats, and the most prominent of them being the WikiLeaks, the 23-year-old who is being held right now.
Yeah, Bradley Manning.
Bradley Manning.
Yeah.
And even over the past weekend, there were lots of concerns about how he was being treated in federal custody.
Yeah, he's being made to stand around naked.
Right, and to what degree is his detainment and punishment in line with the crime that he's said to have committed.
Part of my frustration with all this is as I've gone through some of the WikiLeaks stuff and certainly read a lot of the stories, some of it is you almost scratch your head and saying, hold on, this is top secret, this is classified information, when it's just simple conversation. It may be embarrassing, but it's not classified. And that kind of discussion about what should be open, what shouldn't be open, doesn't seem to be going on that much.
Right, and it's a conversation that we're having fewer. I think the Obama administration actually really doesn't want to have a big conversation on what should be open, what should be classified, and what shouldn't be. They kind of want to deal with things from the status quo, which is that things that are currently classified should remain that way. They haven't really broached this conversation of why are certain things classified?
Yeah.
Why is it that things that everyone knows to be true are still classified documents and that people can be prosecuted for releasing them?
And in fact, we've seen silly things. The Air Force saying that folks can't go onto the New York Times website because they've written stories about. I mean, it's at least in my view, gone a little bit to the age of silliness.
Right. And once all of these documents, which they are now, are available on the internet in the public sphere, are they still classified? To what degree are they still secret? And what's the utility of the federal government holding onto them in that way?
And the folks that you talked about, were folks surprised by this, that the Obama administration are the ones that are being so ferocious about going after leakers?
I think that in some quarters they're surprised that the departure is so stark, that there are so many cases that they've brought against potential leakers. But on the other hand, I think that the Obama administration's transparency has been limited to certain things that they are comfortable talking about. They're willing to release the names of people who come into the White House 6 months after they've been here. So they're willing to release certain things under certain conditions, information that is fairly innocuous, but there haven't been really serious steps taken to deal with the more and much more complicated question, which is how does the federal government reevaluate its classified information policy and make it so that everything isn't always classified? That's a question that has been raging for decades, I think, particularly among the open government community, and it's one that they don't feel that the Obama administration has made significant progress on, despite their calls for transparency.
It's a well worth reading story. We have the story, Obama's Hard Line on Leaks. We have it linked up, DoraBeck, insider.com. Abby Phillip is a reporter for Politico.